Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area in Miami, Florida. The official clock says it's 7 a.m. Here's the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias. The wind still, looking at the latest reading, 70 miles an hour, moving north at 9 miles an hour. So it did make that turn towards the north, and we expect that to continue in a gradual turn back to the northeast. Let's start off with the radar. You can see some of the showers and some of that heavy rain, the tropical rain associated with Isaias right here. And we're looking at it continuing to move northward along our track. And a lot of that moisture is going to start making its way into the Carolinas. And actually, you can actually start seeing some of these showers and thunderstorms already making it onto the coastline into the Carolinas. Here's our track right here, 5 a.m. this morning. You can see the center. But remember, it's not just a point. You can't just look at that center point nor that forecast to track exactly. Here are the tropical storm force winds extending out from that center. So that's the area that we're going to continue to move northward. And then this evening and to tonight, making landfall right along the South Carolina-North Carolina border, right in there where we have that hurricane warning. So it does still have a chance to become a hurricane. However, we have to remember, tropical storm, hurricane, the difference is only 1 mile an hour. We have to concentrate on those impacts, and that's going to be the wind. It's going to be the rain and also the storm surge. By 2 a.m. Tuesday in North Carolina, 2 p.m. Tuesday, all the way up there near Delaware. So this is going to continue to impact the mid-Atlantic all the way up to the northeast, where we have those tropical storm warnings, tropical storm watches, all the way up to Maine. So we're going to be dealing with this over the next couple days. Let's look at the arrival of those winds. And that's important because we start looking at the planning. We start looking at when we have to be ready. And that's usually when the tropical storm force winds arrive. So that'll be arriving later today. Even this, you know, getting into this afternoon, getting into this evening, those tropical storm force winds reaching the Carolinas. And then by getting into Tuesday morning, Tuesday 8 a.m., continuing up into the northeast. So a lot of those impacts will start arriving tonight and into tomorrow. So we're going to watch out for that. And the other part of this, we always talk about this, one of the most dangerous aspects of these tropical systems is the water. And look at this. This is the rainfall that we're looking at. Plenty of rainfall in the yellow area here, 4 to 6 inches of rain. There's several spots here that could even get up to 8 inches of rain. So from coastal South Carolina, North Carolina, up through Virginia, this entire area there could get some significant rainfall. And that's why the Weather Prediction Center has put that area in a moderate risk of having flash flooding. So this is the area that we're looking at from South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, all the way up into portions of Pennsylvania, a moderate risk of that flash flooding. However, it's not just that area. Anywhere in yellow has the slight risk of getting some of that flash flooding. So anybody in these areas, start to prepare. You start to prepare. You don't need to be on the road. When you start getting these heavy rains, it could be very dangerous. So that's something that we're going to have to be watching out for. Very dangerous part of this. Those low-lying areas, creeks, stand by for those watches. Stand by for those warnings from the weather forecast offices. Also, the storm surge, we're watching that real close as well. Some of these values, 1 to 3 feet, but look once we get further to the north. South Carolina, 3 to 5 feet. Cape Fear to the South Santee River there. That could be a little inland, not just along the coast of the Barrier Islands, but it also can get inland. And then all the way up the coast, 2 foot, 4 foot, 1 to 3 feet. Gonna have to watch out for that storm surge as well. This has been Ken Graham with the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias.